USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Kentucky Thomas Massie objected to a disaster aid bill in the House, forcing the bill to be delayed until the full House is in session for a vote. The Kentucky Republican is blaming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for the delay.
Let's be clear. This is a crisis of Nancy Pelosi's own making. She wanted to send everybody home for a four-day weekend. She sent us on recess for 10 days without voting on this legislation, without calling it for a vote. She sent us home on Thursday instead of Friday.
One day, two arraignments for attorney Michael Avenatti, who is proclaiming himself to be an innocent man after being arraigned in New York federal court on charges of trying to extort sneaker giant Nike out of more than $20 million and swindling his former client Stormy Daniels out of $300,000 in book sales. Avenatti saying he's 100% not guilty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
There's a bipartisan effort underway to give American veterans a financial break, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The attorneys general of Utah and New Jersey leading a bipartisan push to get the Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to forgive student loans of totally and permanently disabled veterans. In a letter to DeVos on Friday, the Utah Attorney General Susan Reyes and New Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Graywall called on the DOE to automatically discharge those loans for eligible vets. The letter also proposes the DOE remove negative student loan data from disabled veterans' credit reports.
Members of a private group called We Build a Wall said they're constructing a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. The group, founded by a triple amputee Air Force veteran, has raised about $20 million on a crowdfunding website after asking for donations after a federal judge blocked President Trump from using Defense Department funds for his proposed border wall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is in Houston for his first town hall. The former vice president has been taking full credit for the positive economic numbers, saying that it was himself and former president Barack Obama who were the ones who put in the policies that got the economy turned around. Andy Puzder is a former chief executive of CKE Restaurants, and he tells Fox News why Biden is getting it wrong.
Look, when Obama-Biden took office, the White House predicted that they'd have 4% GDP growth in 2009, 2010, through 2012. It never happened. They never had a year of even 3%. So really what Biden's saying is we had these great economic policies during Obama-Biden, but they really didn't produce growth until we elected Donald Trump.
And regarding the dollar, Puzner reminds us.
You know, the dollar has gotten a lot stronger because the Fed has reduced the money supply by reversing the quantitative easing, and they've increased interest rates, which strengthens the dollar. When you do that, you reduce exports because foreign countries can't buy our goods because the dollar is worth so much. It's harder for them to purchase with their currencies. That significantly advanced GDP growth when Obama was president. He still never hit 3%. And it's restricted GDP growth under President Trump. The last three quarters, if the Fed had just stopped raising interest rates last September, GDP growth would be about 0.3% higher. So you would have had 3.2% last year and 3.5% in first quarter of this year. So it's tremendously effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.